0800 87 22 64.
I know about you, but I got a lot of questions. It's Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wakhamakofane. And we have joining us on the show, DJ Mahuta. Oh, I know when you come through with the energy. I mean, it's a must, right? All the time.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's only a pleasure. Everybody, Dumela Nhlela, Mahuta, Pela, I just realized, I had no idea. You've been married for over 16 years, Wena. All this time you've been married, Mahuta?
It's 30 times, man. 13 years, man.
Yeah?
30 years, yes.
Oh my, what? Whoa! How's marriage life, Batong? How's it treating you? How are you nailing and mastering the art of marriage?
there's no such a thing. You survive each and every day, you know. You work on each and every day. You put energy for each and every day, you know.
Yeah.
There's no recipe for that.
Yeah, you're just being modest. We hear you. You look like you're winning at this
thing. No, but it's true.
Is it?
It's true. There's no one who's got like a simple formula that you work on and it works. And then you give it to and you pass it to the next person. There's no such thing. You know, it's different for each and every, for different folks. So one pattern can work for the other, you know? That's what I'm saying. It's a struggle day after day, you know?
But it can also be beautiful. It can also be beautiful.
Yes.
So you're born in Midlands. You're born in Soweto.
Yes.
And then you grow up and become this huge star in South Africa and on the African continent internationally. would you say that where you were born, Ikaslako, is the reason for your success in the industry?
I love my country a lot, but I think the reason why I took this path, I think it was just something that was passed on to me by my father, you know? Because my father was also a musician, but by then I didn't know. Because I grew up without him, I didn't know him. But I just had this fire, you know, of loving music. And then I think at the age of 8 or 9, my mom or my parents enrolled me into some music competition. From there, I won it. And then after that, I started attending piano lessons at that early age. So I studied piano basically all of my life. So like I'm basically classically trained, you know, and I also studied jazz.
No, you did not get cut off. I'm here. I'm here. I'm a very good listener here. I'll sit here and listen to you speak.
Yes. So I'm classically trained. And that's why I met Jakaromba from my group, Trompies.
I was
his teacher, you know.
So
we met there because I was his teacher. After learning music, and then I started teaching music. And I met Jakaromba, who used to be my student. Jakaromba introduced me to Spikere. So I went and played in a band by Spikere and Duma Silela, called MM Deluxe. So that's where basically everything started, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
So later Spikere recruited me. Then I was working with Speaker. I learned to be a sound engineer. Then we started producing music. 1993, that's when we did our own album with Trompies. And then, from there, the rest is history, you know?
If you were to celebrate your journey in this industry from when you started, how long have you been in the industry, if you're calculating, in years? How many decades have you been in this industry?
I think it's more than 35 years, I think.
More than 35?
Professionally. But I've been studying music for more than 40 years.
Okay. Is there a stage at which you feel when you get to, let's say you hit 40 or 50 in the industry, that you're going to throw the biggest celebration of your success within it? Are you planning anything of the sort?
Not really. Because I think in every day when I go out there, when I DJ, it's a celebration on its own, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, seeing people smile, seeing people happy, that makes me very happy. So I think if I want to do another celebration of that, it will be an overkill, you know?
Oh, I hear you.
Yes. No, I'm not looking forward to that.
Any young people that you're taking under your arm, under your line of success and mentoring into music? Are you encouraging? Are you off the idea of encouraging young people to get into the music industry, entertainment?
Yes, we have been doing that for the longest time. You know, I'm also a director of Kalawa Jazz. Yeah. You know, yeah. Kalawa Jazz is a university building of music, South African music. Mm-hmm. That's where all the grades come from your Tira, your Black Office, or your Black Motion, or Maporisas, Fizolo, Bomas in Alaska.
Yeah, everybody.
Indy Mandela, you know, everybody is from there, you know. So yeah. I've done that for the rest of my life. We've always believed in development and, you know, empowering people, especially young Black South Africans, to be self-independent. All of those artists that I've just mentioned, they own their record labels now. They're doing extremely well. Mm-hmm. And we continue supporting young Black artists even now, because we've got our own studios as well as Fikugwes Mahuta.
Oh, yeah.
Even, I mean, like last night, people were working at the studio.
Oh, man.
You know, like, we just keep on supporting them forever.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Love that too.
Even today, we just dropped another single today, featuring it's basically a revisit of a track called Samandebele by Cindy Samandebele and Nosido. So we've just dropped that today, and on that song we've worked with the likes of Rain J, the young guys from Devon, very very young, and you know they're extremely talented. So we just dropped that single today. So that's part of development, empowering that I was talking about earlier.
The youngsters, yeah. 5 years from now, what are we doing? What are we doing? No, are we still here? Are we still pumping it up? You mentioned a studio now. What are we doing 5 years from now?
Most definitely, we'll just keep on pushing, you know, the baton. Because, you know, we're only on the sixth album, you know, and when Brayu left this world, he was on, I think, for the sixth album.
Yay.
So can you see that we still have a long way to go?
Yep.
And also, we do also a very, very huge big production. We've got one that we're doing at Swaziland. We're planning on going to Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and also Angola. So besides music, you know, we also do huge music festivals all over the country, 9 provinces.
Nice.
2 years ago, we decided to go to Lesotho. Uh-huh. So we've got something very huge in Lesotho going on the 7th of September. Uh-huh. So those are some of the things that we're busy with. You know?
We're going to play Istokfel, right? Fetkook and Mahuta. But before I let you go, because we've run out of time, but I have so many questions. I'm not going to ask how old you are. I'm not like everybody else that is just curious about your age. But how
Thank
do you,
you
do it when? How do you look? How do you look so clean and fresh? What are you doing? What is it? What's the secret?
I look clean and fresh. You can see the stretch marks here. Diabetes. Arthritis. High blood. You know. All those things I do definitely have them. But, you know, I make sure that I eat well, go to the gym. And just take it easy on alcohol, you know, because alcohol is very dangerous.
Please say that again. Say that again.
Take it easy on the dope.
Please, man. Please, man.
Yeah, they're very dangerous. they're very, very dangerous.
Fetkook.
I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but just take it easy on that.
Okay, we hear you. So Fetkook and Mahuta coming up with Istokfel. Mahuta, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you very, very soon on your 9-province tour. I know Mpumalanga is in there somewhere. Looking forward to seeing you in the province very soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting local music. Love you guys. All the best. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Mahuta, on Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wakamakofana. That song's coming right up.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Rise FM